Boom. If you want to buy the feds and you do not want to be on video recording, now is your time to bounce. All right, here we go. The unicorns diving meeting, 9/25/25. We are going to have our next meeting. It's probably going to be mid-December. Will be our final meeting to take it out for the year. We don't need to have one next month, and then the month after that's Thanksgiving. We will talk about what's going on in the month of November, but I think our next meeting is going to be somewhere around mid-December. So we'll try to give you guys plenty of advance notice on that. But welcome for everybody who's attending the meeting now. All right, so our agenda that we're going to talk about today is upcoming trips. Forgive any typos because I sure did this really fast. But upcoming trips, we're going to talk about the calendar. We'll talk about your profiles on our website. Talk about Friendsgiving. We're going to be making a big push to ramp up our community service. I think this is the year. This year, we did less community service than we have all our other years. And with the amount of people that we have, the amount of good divers and everything that we have in this organization, we should be ramping up our community service. So we're definitely going to do that. And then we have a new project with the Tampa Bay Reef Monitoring. Well, not a new part project. We'll say a new partnership with Tampa Bay Reef Monitoring, which we've done some diving with them before. They officially became it. So we'll definitely get in there and talk about that. So let's talk about our upcoming trips. One, we got the liverboard. There is no spots left, even though that does say one spot left. There is no spots left. That has been sold out. I think everybody that's going now is pretty much locked in. Nobody else is dropping out. But if somebody does drop out, we will put out an immediate notice and let you know that a space has come available. If for some strange reason that happens, you will be expected to make payment in full within 24 hours if you're the first one to respond and say that you can go. So just be on the lookout. I'm not saying anybody's hinting that they want to back out the trip for some strange reason or another. But if that does happen and you are wanting to go on the liverboard, just know once you commit, you were going to be expecting payment within 24 hours. The next big trip that's going to be coming up is Roatan. Okay. Roatan is coming up, and that one we still do have space available for. Can y'all see that screen of the website?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the Roatan trip is coming up here. It's going to be at Paradise Beach Hotel, the hotel we've been at about three times now. The pricing is still the same. There is a members and associates pricing. We basically can still get almost as many rooms as we want. All the food is included, all your diving's included. The only thing that's not included is your airfare. It is buffet style. And if you've been on a unicorn trip before, please realize we don't do five star. We do like three star, maybe three and a half. But we don't do nothing five star. We like to ball on a budget. And that's exactly what this place allows us to do. I think last time we were able to get about 17 dives in. We also did some fishing and we went and did some zip lining and went to a zoo and some other things. So they're actually there's a chat that's already been started. And people are planning on doing things. I think somebody wanted to go skydiving. I think we got to rent a plane, and I'm gonna fly it because the other operation went out of business. But I've been doing flight simulators on my PlayStation, so we're gonna rent a plane. I'm gonna let y'all jump out. I ain't jumping out, but we're gonna let
Come
y'all
on,
jump
man. Hey, I'd jump with you. Come on. You're gonna be
out. How old you say your parachute is?
about 20 years old, but
No.
it got about 400
No.
jumps on it. It's
Straight.
good.
I'm good. We're on a go. I'm good though. I'm good. At the resort, you go get three meals a day, buffet style, and two snacks. I tell you, the snacks be pretty good. The buffet, it's okay. It's mid. And there's a restaurant and on site, and there's one bar on site. Everybody be at that bar. The drinks are good, and they're all premium. So, if you are interested in going on our Roatan trip, You definitely can sign up to go. I have to get with Jeff, but I think for Roatan, full payment will be taken as well. Let's see here. Right. So let's talk about the calendar. A lot of people come on our Facebook page, and a lot of people are saying, "Hey, oh man, I wish y'all had told me about the trip, or I wish I'd known that y'all were going here or to there, or oh man, I didn't know about the meeting, and where can I get information for this or information for that?" Well, it's a lot of y'all, and before it was easy, I could just text and be like, "All right, we got this. This is what's going on," but now it's a lot of y'all, so. All the information Jeff has put in over 100 hours to make sure our website has everything you need. And it has got trips information, it's got meeting information, meeting times, it's got links. Everything you need is going to be on our website. And when you go to our website, all you got to do is go to the top and click on calendar. And it's going to bring everything. You can even subscribe to the calendar and it'll put it on your calendar in your own phone, your tablet, your your laptop, whatever you have, except flip phone, like Jason got. Whatever you have, it'll put the calendar on there for you so that way you'll never miss an event. As you see, the calendar for today, for today's meeting, it's on there. Panama City Dive is on there. And whenever you're wanting to book a trip, all you got to do is click on it. We got NAB Summit in there. If you want to find out the meeting information, just click on it. If you want to register and sign up for a trip, all you got to do is click on it. It's going to take you right to where all the information is. And then at the bottom, you can actually sign up for a trip. Oh, registration closed. My bad. Never mind. Let's see here. So if you need any information, all you got to do is go to our calendar, we got it. Or go to our website. Our website has everything you need, including different dive sites across the state of Florida. It's got resources, dive checklists, dive insurance, dive shops that we trust and we go to. You want scuba diving lessons or swim lessons, you can go there. If you want a weather report to see what the waves and the wind is doing, all of that we have on our website. Okay. Our store is getting ready to go full throttle by the end of October, I believe it is. We're going to have new merchandise in there, new items, and it's going to be you'll be able to go in there and shop for anything you need. James, I still got your shirt coming.
Cool, cool, cool.
Right. Next thing we want to talk about when you sign up for membership, when you sign up for a dive trip. When you sign up for the Unicorns of Diving, you get created a profile. Okay. That profile has got some information that we really need to help keep us running smooth. Yes, you put your name in there, your birth date, and your address, things like that. That's regular. We appreciate that. So if something happens to you, emergency contact, we know who to reach out to. But some other important items like certification number and certification level. What this does is it helps us prepare for who's coming on what dive trips. It also helps us prepare that if the dive shop says, "Hey, we want all your certifications and certification numbers before you get here," we'll have all that information readily at hand. This information doesn't go out to anybody except for the board. So if you guys can, please go on there and fill out your entire profile for us. It doesn't take long. It took me about 3 minutes, but fill out your entire profile. We want your shirt size too, because if we're doing giveaways and you win something and I need to send you something, I don't want to have to go look for your phone number or send you an email and ask you what shirt size you is. I just want to be able to be like, "Oh, such and such is a medium." Boom. Let me send a medium out. And every now and then we might just do giveaways. And maybe only the people who have the sizes on there. We don't know. But if you go in there and you fill out all your information, it makes things a lot easier for us. One of the important things I definitely want to make sure if you have Dan insurance, put your Dan insurance number on there. If something happens to you while we're on a trip, It's a lot easier to get things done and taken care of for you if we have your DAN insurance. If we are out of the country and you go to the hospital, they're not like here. They want payment first and then you get seen. DAN will pay that upfront money for you if you have DAN insurance. So please, if nothing else, make sure y'all go put your DAN number on there for us. We appreciate that. Miss Chanel, it looks like you have a question. You got to come off of, you got to come on video to be able to ask your question, though.
Okay, don't say I didn't warn y'all.
Oh, Lord, go back on, go back on, go back on.
How do I get my member profile added on? I put in my email address and it said no account found
Probably
on the website.
because you have the same situation that probably Alicia got going on, and you're rolled up under the other founder of the organization. But we'll have to, which you are technically your part founder too, because you set that whole thing up. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
But we'll get with Jeff, and we'll see if we can get your own profile set up for you individually. Especially now that you're a diver, you're a
That's
certified
right.
diver, you can
I
dive.
got to put
So.
in my certification number and everything.
Exactly. All right. We'll get that taken care of. Jeff is taking notes, kind
Thank
of,
you.
and we'll work on that.
Okay.
Cool beans, make sure. And if y'all are looking at the chat, I can't see the chat. So if you see a question that pops in there, somebody just let me know, read the question out loud, and I'll take care of it. All right, moving right along. Friendsgiving. So last year we had Friendsgiving at the lagoon. It was pretty fun. We ate good, swam and had fun in the lagoon. We went canoeing and all that stuff. And then we left there, and then we went to this bar restaurant called Casboards, where they have 2-for-1 drinks all night long. And we went there and ate and drank, and we had a really good time for our Friendsgiving last year. Kids were included. They were more than welcome to come. My son had a blast. This year, we're going to go to Topgolf. And then after we finish our festivities at Topgolf, again, if we want to go off and do some more, Cigar International is right there next door. And we'll go have a break out a couple cigars and have a couple drinks. But everybody is welcome to come. And if you have a better idea for Friendsgiving, something that you thought the club could do or would have a lot of fun doing, don't hesitate to let us know. We'll be glad to incorporate or see if that plan works out better for everybody. But the idea of Friendsgiving is that a lot of our spouses, friends, supporters, that a lot of them may not dive. And so we don't always want to do a diving event, but we want to be able to do something where we can incorporate the whole family. And so with that being said, turn this thing on silent. I ain't at work no more. With that being said, we've decided for Topgolf this year. But again, if something else comes up and we can pivot, then we'll definitely take all considerations. So if you have one, when I finish the meeting, just let us know, and we'll be glad to see if that'll work out for everybody. All right, so like I said, community service hasn't been our strong point as of this year. I mean, we've done a few things. We definitely helped out Black and Marine Science, and we certified 12 of their students that they flew in from all across the United States. They all got flown in for free, got taught by me, Ron, Mona, and of course, a lot of you guys know my boy Mike. We all came in, stepped up, and made sure those students had a wonderful experience while they were down here in Tampa. But we want to do more. And so one of the things that we do each year is we go out to Kingswood Elementary School, and we bring out a scuba gear. We show about five, four or five classes, our scuba gear. We share some pictures and things like that. And that event is coming back up for November the, I think it's November 20th. So
20th.
we're going back out to Kingswood Elementary. But there has also been a request to possibly hit up some more schools. And this is for what we call they do the Great American Teach, where people can come in and just show the students what it is that they do. And this is not necessarily at their career. This is technically our hobby. This is what we live for, what we love to do. And so we're thinking about expanding that to a few more schools. And if we do that, we're definitely going to need some volunteers. I've been leaning on the same three or four people every year, and they always come through. The kids have a great time. Chris be dancing for them and stuff like that. So we had a dance off one year. Chris lost, but it was really good. It was really good. But we like to do that kind of stuff with the students. So we want to keep that thing going. So Kingswood Elementary, we will be doing that every year. And the board has decided that every year I tell the elementary school we're going to donate some money. We're going to help out. And have I fell short in that task until this year. The board has unanimously decided to donate $500 to the school's PTA program, which is going to help students who can't afford to go on like some can't afford to go on like field trips. We wanted to help cover lunches if they can't afford lunches and things like that. So we want to make a big donation to the school to let them know that we support them. So that's one of the things we're going to be doing. Empowered Minds is another group that we're going to be getting back to. Mona, Chris, Jeff, even Chanel has been out there with the Empowered Mind groups. Just have a table set up and let the kids know, hey, we offer swimming programs and things of that nature. We are really going to be trying to ramp up our swim program this year and next year with some more big news that I got coming for you guys in December. But we are really going to be trying to ramp up our swim programs because we want all children to learn how to swim and learn swim safety. And we got a great swim instructor right here up under our umbrella. And so we might as well use it. We got it. We might as well use it. And we had a swim program a few months ago. We had one student that come through. They didn't have to pay anything. They signed up, they filled out the application, and they got taught for free. And we want them to offer more of those types of programs. The last thing that we have is Fair Oaks Community Center. They invited us out last year, no, beginning of this year, to bring out some scuba gear and just talk to the community center. What's going on there is they are building, or they're almost finished with it now, a brand new community center. And we have been invited to come into that community center and teach a scuba program for the kids that come through that community center. And so we want to make sure we take full advantage of that to make sure we keep putting people in the water. And they may not start with this straight scuba program. We may have to get in there and teach those kids how to swim, but we have the ability and we have the staff to be able to get that done. And so we're going to keep pushing and make sure we make our impact on our community down here in the Tampa area. Will it stop in Tampa? No. We have big plans to make sure we can expand our scuba and our swim program all across the state. We're also going to be incorporating some health and wellness going down into the future. So we want to encompass everything that's going to keep our young kids active, in the water, and safe. Lastly, and Pam, I get right with you after I do this last one. I answer whatever question you have. Lastly, Tampa Bay Reef Monitoring. It's a organization that I've been partnering with. They actually helped us out when we got the grant to do the Tampa Bay Estuary Program. The guy, his name is Corey, that runs this program. He is highly interested in getting a group together to one, help maintain the statues that are in the Gulf. Being able to go out once a quarter or so to scrub those statues, get to some of the growth off of them, so that way we can tell that they are the statues. But he actually has a really good plan in mind and trying to get it put into place where those statues are nice. They look good. They just miss a little color. And so he wants to be able to go and raise the funding to put a Tuskegee Airman down there to represent one of the statues, and then also a statue of Carl Brashear, which is the Navy diver. So That is one of the programs I definitely want to partner with, because if that's something that we can put our name to, it definitely look pretty good and, shows us again the service that we're doing to our community.
Are we
Some
talking
of the
about
other
the
things,
Circle of Heroes?
the Circle of Heroes, yes.
Okay.
We also are, they did lion, they do lionfish monitoring. So I went out with them last month or the beginning of this month, St. Pete Open, and all the spear for the spearfishing tournament, and we measured all the lionfish that came through. And some of those lionfish got donated to a school that was going to be doing some, little dissecting and stuff like that. But we were there to measure and tally how many lionfish were caught, as well as where they were caught at, so that way we can just monitor the invasive species situation that we have in our waters. And last but not least, of course, we'll do reef cleanup and beach cleanup as well. So that's pretty much all that I have for our meeting. I am definitely going to open it up to questions. I did see Miss Pam's hand go up first, and then after that, I'll be happy to answer any other questions that anybody has. Miss Pam, the floor is yours. No. No, okay. Does anybody else have any questions, concerns, or emotional outbursts?
Justin, I have a question. What city or what county in Florida would be the Friendsgiving event?
Brandon, Florida.
Brandon.
Hillsborough County, Brandon, Florida.
Okay. And that's where?
Right,
Tampa.
right here by, it's right, it's considered Tampa. It's right here in Tampa.
Tampa.
It's right there on the outskirts of Tampa.
Hey Justin, I got a quick question for you. For the trip, it's the 6th through the 13th. Are we arriving on the 6th and leaving on the 13th? I'm just looking for an airfare right now.
I believe that is correct. The 6th is that Saturday, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can arrive on the 6th. We probably won't dive on that 6th. We'll arrive on the 6th and we fly out on the 13th. That is correct.
Perfect. That's what I needed.
Now, last year, a couple people did fly in early and flew out a day early. But most everybody's going to fly in on the 6th and fly out on the 13th.
Right, that's cool. Yeah, from Charlotte, man. I could go to Ghana to, for the time it takes me to get the doggone rotan. Man, I'm like 18 hours. I'm like, they lost their minds.
You might need to rearrange some things. It's gonna take you to
That's what
fly
I'm
down to
trying to do. I
Miami
may
and
leave a
then
day
take,
early.
yeah, fly down to Miami and then take Miami down there. Because from Miami, it's only a couple hours.
Oh, yeah. No, they got me going from here to New York to Dallas, then to Miami. I'm looking for the Charlotte to Miami thing. I may drive to Miami. It'd be quicker.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Miss Tanner, you had a question?
Mic's not working.
Mike's not working. It's okay. You can call me direct. You got my phone number. You got permission to call me anytime you want. Whatever you need, I'm just gonna say yes. I'll figure it out later.
Hello.
Not you, Veronica. You can't ask any question anytime. You gotta sign up for a time slot. Nah, go ahead, Veronica. What you got for us today?
I know that the Bahamas is booked. This is just my PSA. If anybody for any reason can't go, let me know.
Okay.
Even up to the day of the trip.
No worries.
I'll sell
No
my fee for
worries.
2,800.
Damn. Man, you trying to make a
2,800.
come up.
I have two
28.
questions.
Who has a question? Is that Miss Maxine? How you doing, Miss Maxine? What's your question?
Hi, Justin. So my first question is, if a member is signing up for an event and they have a guest, when they're signing up, there is no way to enter the guest information, either name or cert number or anything. If there's a way to implement that in the form on the form when you purchase an event.
Okay. When you say purchase an event, you're not talking about like an international trip. You're talking about like a local trip if we're going somewhere locally, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we will incorporate that into our booking. I would just say you'll see it on there because sometimes when we book a boat, it depends on the boat. Some boats may only have 12 seats, and if we can get 12 divers, that's great. But sometimes we don't always get 12 divers, and there's room for a what we call a bubble watcher. The boat will still sometimes charge for a bubble watcher, but I will try to get all that information early. And then that way, when you're booking, you'll be able to see that. And you know, if there's room on the boat for a bubble watcher, we'll add it. If there's not room on a boat for a bubble watcher, then we'll play that by ear.
Yeah, okay. And I was thinking of the guest being a diver too, not a bubble watcher.
Oh, well, if they are a diver, they can just sign up. They don't have to be a member of the Unicorns to sign up for a trip. They can just go sign up. The only thing is, if they're not a member, they sometimes will end up paying a little bit extra because because they pay a membership fee, they're getting a discount on their dive, if that
Yes.
makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
But
And then so that kind of also brings me to my second question is do you have any family discounts or like a family membership fee or something if
I think what we had to do in the past is look at that on a case by case basis. That may be an offline talk we'll have to have. I know Jeff and I were looking. I think Mona. It was some. We were a couple of people were looking at figuring out how we can do it, and you know, because we definitely don't want to count anybody out. We definitely don't want to turn anybody away. If you would send an email to the unicorns of diving at gmail.com. And we will the board will sit down and crunch some numbers and see what we can do to make it to lessen that blow because we did have a family of four one time that was like, hey, you know, four people paying this much is it's quite a bit. And we definitely understand that. So send us an email. That way we can get right directly back in contact with you and we'll work on something.
All right, thank you.
That was two questions. It's $9.95 a question, though. So make sure you add that into the cost when you send it.
If you have a family, so if I just have a family that, and do I get a discount or do they have to be divers?
I'm gonna say they would need to be. We're looking for the more. If it's a family discount, we're looking for more of it to be there. More of it for them to be divers. For
I'm
the family
kidding.
discount. Okay,
It's
I'm
okay.
about to say.
But in my
Woo.
case, we are a
It's
family of
like I have a
four
large
divers.
family. I should have a discount for that.
Maxine Orr is Fort that actually helps me with some numbers too. So make sure when you send the email, let us know that you are a family of four divers, so that way we can.
Two of us are registered on your
Okay.
website, but the
And
other two are not. So, and that's
how
why
are
I
the
was
other two
asking.
are like kids?
Well, we're adults.
Okay, no worries. All right. All
Yeah,
right, cool beans, cool beans.
it is parents and children, but we're all adults.
No worries, no worries. Okay. Jeff got some work to do, no problem. No problem.
Have a
Did I?
question.
Yep.
I was just wondering, I know you said you were teaching classes this weekend, and
Mm-hmm.
I know you're in trying to encourage folks to move forward with their certifications. I'm curious, have you ever, thought about posting your classes when you have stuff scheduled so that, folks know you're going out and you have room for more, that you can see, what you're teaching coming up and try to tag on if it's a class they want to take.
So at this time, most of the classes that I'm teaching actually have not been for like my independent class. I had signed up to teach for a shop when I was out of work, and so a lot of the classes I've been teaching over the past 6 months or so have strictly been for a dive shop, and so I haven't added anybody to those classes. But I am getting ready to make a post probably within the next week here that I want to do a group open water unicorns of diving class. a group advanced class for the unicorns, and then a group rescue class. And I want to try to get those kind of booked before the end of the year because I would like to start getting away from the dive shop now that I'm back stable working and go back to my own independent teaching, which is really what I love to do. So be
Great.
on the lookout for that.
Perfect, perfect. And then one more thing. I do have a group.
Whoa. You said you had one question.
This is a statement. This is a comment. There's a group in St. Pete called the St. Pete Youth Farm. They do a lot of different topics for students, and they are interested in having us talk to them. So I can get with you after with more information on them.
No problem. And congratulations on your promotion.
Promotion to advance?
Nah, we're gonna promote you to like community service leader for the unicorns of diving. I'll come up with some fancy title to give
Well,
you, but yeah.
just saw the if I don't know if everybody has seen that, I just saw the committee opportunities. So y'all have quite a few options on there for ways to get involved. So you can pick one or I will. Thank you.
Having me pick one for you is dangerous.
I will.
But
Thank
yes,
you.
if that youth group in St. Pete is interested, what I have you do is get with Baby J, so that way she can get it on my calendar, and then we can plan together to go out there and meet. Kind of like Renardo did with the community center. Just let me know when they were meeting, got it on the calendar, went out there, talked to them, and now they want to start a whole program at their community center. So Ariana's got some good things going out at her group home, and so we are wanting to make some good waves in our community, and hopefully that'll be a lot easier coming soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Nobody else has no question. Everybody's good. Y'all chilling. Y'all good. Y'all ate.
When does it?
Tyrone said he ate.
So as I give
But
off this chat, I mean.
what you drinking, Miss Pam? What you drinking? Oh, you can't talk. Never mind. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's whiskey though. That's what I'm gonna tell everybody.
You
It's whiskey.
gotta Justin, I have a quick question.
Who's that? Who that? Who that?
It's Janet.
Hey, Janet. Hi, what's your question?
So the volunteer opportunities that you were talking about, cleaning the statues and the other things like that, do you post those on a website? Do you send an announcement? Like, how will we know when those events are coming?
When those are coming, there will be a blast email that'll go out to financial members first, and then posts will be made on the Facebook group page.
Okay.
But as long as you are connected with your email, we're gonna send that out first, and give you guys, of course, first opportunity, and then we'll put it out to everybody. And definitely we'll be doing it with much more time frame, so that way people can prepare. But again, some of this is new. Some of it just fell on my lap, like literally last week or the week before. So, but we are pushing and putting it together. But thank you for that.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. 9.95. Make sure you cash out that. Who was that? April 9.95 plus a statement. So that's 15. I'm trying to fund the unicorns for the next 10 years. So all y'all questions, make sure y'all cash out your price. The price is the price. Who else got questions that we can answer? Now don't do what y'all do now. Don't we get off this call and then I get like 15 phone calls for the rest of the night because you had questions you wanted to talk about and now you want to call me. I might Jeff and Ron understand. I might not be coherent enough to answer your questions the way you want your questions to be answered. Miss Demi, what's up? What's talk to me?
Hi. I was wondering, I don't know. I'm thinking a lot about this trip to Roatan, and I've tipped like dive boats but for like a week and all of that. How much is like a like I guess a low, medium, and high tip range I should be looking to bring, if that makes sense?
I'm poor and My son's starting to eat a lot more. So I typically, if I'm going on a long trip, I try to give 100. If they were really good, I can give like 150. But I typically try to at least give them $100, at least $100. But if I can do more, I can do. Like last year, we went to Roatan. The dive guide, he found my GoPro. They went and got my bag that I left at the airport. So I had to treat them real good because they treat us real good. So give
Right.
what
Do
you get.
you tip after every dive or at the end of the week?
I typically just wait till the end of the week.
Okay. And then for money, is US dollars cool or do we have to get their local currency?
USD is accepted most everywhere. So you can just use your USD, your United States dollars. Pesos, I think they take pesos there, but nah, your hard cash would be fine.
Okay, and then I was looking
Oh,
on
you
the
had
website.
$30. That's the third question. I get $30. Just letting you know.
That's
Go ahead.
okay. That's okay. Add it to Torrance tab. He'll take care of you.
Yeah, he got it.
I guess the last thing is they have like a dolphin swim on their thing. Is that something I need to figure out how to book in advance, or do you think they have that kind of thing at the hotel all the time?
If you text me tomorrow, I'll reach out to Karen and I'll ask her directly.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. All right, Miss Chanel, you can come on camera and ask your question.
No.
Okay.
Could charge me extra.
Right, bet.
So the classes that you were talking about, you want to teach before the end of the month, like the wreck or reef or whatever you were just saying, does it matter where you get your certification from?
Repeat your question. I want to make sure I'm understanding it correctly.
So I'm certified through SSI. The classes that you said you want to teach before the end of the year, does that matter? Because
No,
I know you.
no.
Okay.
If you SSI, PPI, MI, SSI, PPI, whatever certification you have, you can still take my certification class. You'll end up being a NAWI advanced diver or a NAWI rescue diver. Or if I take this offer, you could be a SEI. I'll still keep NAWI, but the Y used to have a program, scuba program, and it was bought out by my mentor who runs SEI right now. And I may join them so I can start teaching at the Y. But stuff that's coming down the line, coming down the pipeline, trying to stay busy.
I think you got that in
Say what again?
I think you got that ready. You've
You know,
mastered staying busy.
I might need a master slowing down. We'll see.
Exactly.
We'll see how that works. All right. What else we got? Chocolate City Divers said, reach out to about the Tasky Airman statue. I work with Frank Moody Plane Project and can connect with the Marine Life Archaeology team. Sounds great, Kat. Sounds great. See, that's why I like meeting new people. Miss, let's see, who did I not speak to when we first got on the call? Miss Rashida, how you doing today? I didn't get to greet you earlier.
Hello. I joined a little late. I got the information and then I just joined on about 8 o'clock. So that's
It's
why I didn't
okay.
speak. You guys were in good conversation. But hello,
It's all
everyone.
good. It's a $20 late fee. No? Okay. Maybe
Got
next.
quiet real quick.
You gonna pay me 20?
Oh, she a comedian too. I like it. I like it. Veronica, I did not get a chance to speak to you when you first jumped in. How you doing today?
I am well.
Good. Ronardo. It's the guy that helped hook us up with the community center that we are going to be partnering with. How are you doing today, sir?
Hello, good evening. How you doing, man?
Good. I think I got everybody except for, and I forgive me for the name Sobner.
Yes, Sovner, good evening.
How you doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Appreciate you joining the call today.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Ashley throwing out heart signs. Y'all know each other?
Don't another do
conversation
that.
For another. My bad, my bad. I wasn't trying to call you out. I just saw the heart sign go up, and I just was trying to make a connection. It could be love at first sight. It may not. I don't know. I'm just, you know, just trying to make sure everybody's good.
No, so I
live
in North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? I was loving the North Carolina connection.
Oh, connection. I got it. Cool. No problem. Hey, Sovner, how you doing?
We gonna well, fight.
Good.
Don't raise up.
I don't fight no more. I gotta go. I went to the doctor today to get an X-ray because I think I broke my wrist. So we I can't fight. You're gonna win every time. I'm still gonna talk trash though.
I don't like you.
You ain't gotta like me. It's okay. I think I have greeted everybody. I'm gonna give everybody one last chance with 10 minutes left in the call. That if you have any questions, concerns, any emotional outbursts, if you want to tell Jeff how much you hate the website and you liked it better when you could just text, you could say that kind of stuff now. If you took in one of my classes and you don't like the way I grabbed you in the water, you can say that kind of stuff now. Everybody is, the floor is open except for Ashley. Everybody can say anything they want. You know, we family. So if y'all have something, now's the time.
Just want to say, this is Tristan. I want to say thank y'all for doing what y'all do. I see a lot more divers on here now, and that's awesome. I wish I was down there to get in more dives with you.
Hey, it's a house for sale right around the corner. Between you and Tyrone, y'all got like 10 houses apiece.
That ain't gonna work out.
One right here. You can get another one right here.
I want to ask Torin, is he still picking me up on the way to Miami for the Juliet dive?
He probably can't find the mute button. He can't find the mute button, so he, you know. I'll have him text you or call you.
Okay.
Yes.
You got to show some leg, Tyrone. You got to show some leg and get your thumb ready.
What'd you say, Tor?
I got you. My phone and it's hidden. I gotta go through a whole bunch of stuff trying to find it. So, but I got you.
Where okay. are you at? That your phone is hidden that you can't find. Just don't fall out your truck again. That's all I
ask. No, the button is hidden on the phone. I can't find it. I gotta go through like other stuff. It's not in plain view.
That is. My dad said the same thing. But okay, that's cool. Hey Jeff, you riding with me down to Miami?
We didn't talk
about it. Are we taking the Tesla?
It don't matter to me.
All right, can I drive?
Yeah.
Hey, wait, hold on. Jeff is for the last call. Jeff, you gonna be there?
This is true. You're right. Man. I Tristan, good call. I blame Ron.
This is all Ron's, right? This is Ron right here. This is the spirit of Ron talking through Tristan.
And Tristan, I better drive my own truck.
I'm just asking for a friend.
Oh my God.